I'm speaking with Michelle Leishman, who had a long association with STEP, probably still has.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, slightly less formally than previously.
Well, I can understand why, being here, head of department and all that. Yeah. You're president for 7 years?
I'm not sure. You
I think it was seven.
It was a while.
And I assume you got involved because you moved to live on the edge of the Lane Cave Valley bushland.
Yeah, I guess that was before. So living in a community, and also I'm related to John, of course. So I've been hearing about STEP, since I was a kid.
And you have the professional interest in ecology, biology too.
Yeah, that's right. So okay. My expertise in plant ecology has been useful for STEP occasionally, and I can sit on... I sat on the Ku'ring'gai Bushland Advisory Committee for quite a number of years, and I could do that both with my academic hat on and my STEP hat.
Yes.
On, which was sort of useful.
Yeah. And in a number of ways, Macquarie University has been involved in STEP, a number of people from here.
Yeah, I think so. Lynn McLaughlin, not so directly.
Don Adamson, very early on, Robin Buchanan.
Right. Robin, yep.
But you are neighbours.
Yes, that's right.
And you have given talks?
And I used to run the talks program for a while, and that's right, I would tap on every Macquarie person that I knew.
Good.
I think Steph actually had a Macquarie person speaking last night, even Simon Griffiths, about birds and...
I think so, yes, yes. And I guess one of the main things that I'm interested in really is the future for Steph. What do you see as that future?
Yeah.
It seems to be in the doldrums a little bit at the moment.
Well, I would think that, all organisations go through periods of expansion and intensification. STEP's actually been very consistent for a long while, I think. Like, the membership numbers were pretty solid for a long while. It's one of the largest environment groups in... NCC.
Yes.
Still one of the largest groups. So the membership's always
should move that over there. Do you think it should be or could be larger? Would benefit from being larger?
I think, one of the main roles of STEP really is, it's got multiple roles, but education and keeping the community informed and switched on about the environment and the importance is a really important thing. Now, that's done through membership, but it's also done through social media and all of the other things that have now sort of really, for all groups, taken over the traditional membership model. You can reach so many people through the Twitter sphere and, Facebook or whatever it might be. And so STEP is increasing its reach that way, through Twitter and so on.
So do you think it has been successful in that community education role?
I think so. I think it's still recognised as being an important font of knowledge. There's just so many people within STEP that have deep knowledge, whether it's John with his geology, and actually he might professionally be a geologist, but he's one of the best botanists that I know.
Mm-hmm.
There's people on the committee, there was my expertise in plant ecology. There's a lot of deep expertise, both in natural history and the knowledge of the area, and also in just politics and business and all the other things that it takes to make a successful group. So I think that STEP's relevance has been very high, because it's always been recognised as being incredibly well-informed and knowledgeable. Lots of academics on the...
Yes.
Just people, it's just their professional thing, so they know lots about it, and that's makes them different from a vocal group of people who
are just ritbags.
It's NIMBYs,
yes.
Right? STEP always managed to
step above that.
It's about transport policies for New South Wales rather than just don't put the freeway in my backyard.
Yes.
That sort of thing. So.
And it has absorbed some other groups as well, expanded.
Yeah.
beyond South Tarramurra.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is why it doesn't actually use the
South
Tarramurra. No, that's why.
That's right.
But apparently it's very hard to stop people from saying that. Do you, John, this is John Martin, feels, I think, from when I spoke to him, that without a local issue like the netball courts or the freeways, STEP might be struggling on the bigger issues. It might be too small to tackle climate change, population policy. Do you think
that? Well, I think, you know, in a broad membership base, people join for different reasons, you know. Mm. And the same reason that people join a political party, they're not all believe exactly the same. You know, there's a diversity of reasons why people will join an organisation. Some people join because they've got a bit of bush behind their fence that they care a lot about. Some people join because they want to be connected to people of similar mind. Some people join because they see STEP as an organisation that has its finger on the pulse, the environment pulse, both within Ku-ring-gai and beyond, and as a strong voice, and they want to add their voice to it. So there's lots of reasons why people want to be part of a bigger community like that, and I think it can actually encompass all of those things. Now, when there's a local issue, like even putting in the lights in the netball court,
which is on now, yes.
So even when there's a local issue, you'll get a flurry of activity, but I don't think it's dependent on those flurries of activities. They do tend to increase interest and, you know, newspaper articles and things like that. But people stay as members because STEP is, you know, the newsletter is interesting. It's keeping them connected and informed about environmental issues beyond Ku-ring-gai and at the state level and even the national level and international level. So, yes, STEP can't do much to tackle climate change directly, but the people who are interested in STEP are interested in climate change as well as in the bush in their own backyard. And also, it's surprising how a lot of, even climate change, a lot of it actually happens at local council level. So it's things that, you know, that local councils are doing, and we can contribute to that enormously too.
Seems to me that STEP in its early years, well, not just the early years, has changed the attitude towards the natural environment on the part of Ku-ring-gai Council.
Yeah, I think so. I think when it first started, bush regeneration was something very new.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even non-existing, but probably, no, it's new. So the expertise that went on to Council's Bushland Advisory Committee, you know, Nerilee was on it for years, I was on it, you know, there's always been STEP representatives on it. And it have really had a huge influence on Council's attitude to the bushland.
So that's not the same thing as the same body as the Bushland Management Working Party.
Yeah, it's changed its name. Yeah, okay. It used to be the advisory committee and then it was the working party
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And John Burke was obviously on it.
He was on
for
it
a long time.
Yeah.
And Helen Peterson early on.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they really influenced Council a lot through that committee. Yeah. And made bush regen mainstream and made bushland management mainstream.
And possibly before any other councils.
Yeah, I think so. And Robin Buchanan would have been a driver of that.
Yes.
Yeah. And also the and in terms of bushland management, the quantification of stuff, the measurements of soil phosphorus that happened, you know, through my studies, the actual management, the measurement of water quality and weed cover and all of that, you know, like the mapping and all of that stuff, a lot of that was driven by STEP doing those things, producing those first maps of all the council bushland areas. I think Robin might have written those maps. I've got them somewhere at home. There's a couple of, it's every single reserve in Ku-ring-gai. It's got all of the, you know, the stormwater.
Well, she did a very large,
and all of those things.
Yeah, very large study of the bushland.
Yeah.
2-volume study of the bushland in Ku-ring-gai.
Yeah. Yes. And that feeds in directly to council. Mm. So it's that sort of level of expertise that really makes STEP different from other groups, I think.
Yes. It has always been dependent on up to a point at any rate, on a small number of what I call stalwarts, very committed people.
Yeah, most groups are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it seems that might be, I think there are only five on the committee at the moment. It seems to be needing rejuvenation
right
now. And I don't quite know where that comes from.
Yeah, well, things come and go. Like you say, it's just a... Sometimes it's just a bit stochastic, you know.
Are people busy? Are people generally busier now and don't have time for this kind of organisation?
Yeah, obviously people are busier. But they're also well connected through social media and stuff that we talked about. What are the turn-ups like at their information evenings and the talks and things? Are they just as good as they used to be? I don't know. I haven't been to one for a year.
Nobody much came to mind, but it might just be me.
Yeah, but it'd be worth checking at the talks and talks program. Yes. You know, there's still new people all the time coming in and different faces and things.
Well, StepMat has arrived today over the... and there are a number of walks on.
Yeah.
It's only one talk, but there are a number of walks in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So the walks seem to be a really big part of...
Yeah. And you might only get half a dozen people on them, but sometimes you'll get 20 people or something, depends on the walk and the date and the weather and so on. So all of those things are still really important. It's sort of like the glue, I think, of our community. It's all
and hopefully bringing new members.
That's right. And you only need one or two new people.
Yes.
And then suddenly, instead of five, you've got seven or something. It's with anything, it's hard to get people to come onto committees. People don't particularly like, you know, everybody's busy. Everybody's got something they'd rather be doing. And it's very much a matter of tapping people on the shoulder. And so it takes effort to get that succession plan to get people.
Yes, there are more enjoyable ways of spending an evening than a meeting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Even though they're nice people and they're really, you know, collegial and pleasant and stuff.
Probably more pleasant than the meetings I used to go to here at the university.
Yeah, that's right. So there's worse ways of spending an evening. But for young people with young kids, it's hard to get away in the evenings. And so it's tended to be... just a slightly old cohort.
Well, they're my questions. Do you have any bits of saucy information that I can put in the book? Ones that won't end us up in court.
I think it's really important that John Martin gets really, because he's such a modest person, but the sale of the books and the maps really produce such a strong foundation for STEP. They enable STEP to do
stuff. We've been very good friends of John and Isolde for, the girls went to school together.
Right, yeah.
So, what's that, 40 years at least?
Yeah. I mean, he could have written those books and kept the money for himself. And
He never did.
You know, it's a huge amount of effort and work that he's put in. And they're also fantastic books and maps. And
things.
You know, people use them over Sydney, love them. So,
that's a very good way of spreading STEP's name.
Yeah, it spreads STEP's name. It provides an income which most community groups would be, you know, green with envy of. It just provides a really, you know, a really good connection to the community, a really good acknowledgement by council and other groups about what we can do, and an income source. It's fantastic. Yeah. So I think John deserves much more credit than he wants to be given for.
Yes, he is fairly modest.
Yeah.
But so are most people on the STEP committees.
They are. But I think John's contribution is really enormous. Yeah. So is that, and there's also, you know, like Helen. She's been on the committee forever. She's cheerful.
Started the same time as John Martin.
Right, yeah. You know, she just does stuff. She's cheerful. She's organised. she's also the glue that holds it all together.
So yes.
People like her, you know, she's had four kids while she's been on the committee.
Mm.
Kept a full-time job most of the time. You know, yes. Really, you know, it's a few individual people that really stand out, I think, make a
huge difference. Keep going forever.
No.
So you need new people.
Like no, you do. You do, but they certainly deserve recognition for their enormous contribution. And Neroli, I think, and the Blue Gum High Forest sort of spin-off was huge, and she put in a huge amount of hours working with council and the bush care groups and, a huge amount of effort.
Well, I hope I've done them justice.
Yeah, I hope so. They deserve it, all of them.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And I think that's all, really.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's not really. I'm just trying to think about what's important. What I think is important about STEP, and we probably talked about most of it, is the sort of the grunt that they have in terms of knowledge of the bush and all those things. That's super
important. It's really filling a gap because you've got a number of progress associations and groups like that who are much more concerned with the built environment and development, not so much the natural environment.
Mm.
So STEP is filling that slot.
Yeah. And it works from people who are just interested in plant identification and or birds or whatever they might be that they're excited about, to people who are interested in the environment at a global level.
Yes.
It caters for all of that.
But inevitably, you have to relate it to population and road building and
development
of all sorts.
Yeah. I mean, and there'll always be a place for STEP. It's not like the bush and the bushland management in northern Sydney is, not going to be under pressure. We're always going to be under pressure.
True.
And also, if you take things for granted, that is knowledge of bushland management and the basis of fire management and all those things you take for granted, and you take your eye off council, well, they get changes of people and they'll, you have to keep the pressure up at so many levels. Yep. So I think there's
you do.
An important role there.
So there's a role for STEP
well
into the future.
I think forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. All right. Welcome.